This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Trevor Loudon is a man on a mission. That's been the case as the author, filmmaker, and freedom fighter explains in a powerful new documentary. Ever since he witnessed his native New Zealand's alliance with the United States subverted by communist operatives. Now Loudon warns, radical leftists and their Islamist allies are subverting America itself. The movie entitled The Enemies Within details the ties scores of our officials and legislators have to such seditious foes as the Communist Party, the Socialist Movement, and or the Muslim Brotherhood. Among those who help describe the nature and implications of such relationships are experts of our Center for Security Policy. The conclusion is inescapable. In recent years, policies and statutes favored by such adversaries have been relentlessly put into place, inexorably advancing the fundamental transformation of the United States. Every voter should check out enemieswithinmovie.com. This is Frank Gaffney.
Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're visiting with David Satter for this full hour, talking about an incredible story about how Vladimir Putin, the man much in the news these days, both for his, aggressive behavior, his horrifically violent activities, particularly in places like Syria and in the Ukraine, but his record of violence at home as well has been the subject of intense scrutiny by our guest, David Satter, a longtime reporter based in Moscow, the author of numerous books, the driving force behind a powerful film, The Age of Delirium, taken from his book entitled Age of Delirium, The Decline and Fall of the Soviet Union. And you just introduced before the break, David, a character who had undertaken an investigation into what actually happened. And you were describing this extraordinary event where eyewitness was told by the KGB, the FSB now it's called, not to associate the actual individual that he dealt with in renting the apartment in one of the buildings that was bombed with the artist's sketch that his description gave rise to, but to implicate somebody else altogether. Who was the other person so implicated?
The other person though so implicated was a person who came from the North Caucasus. He wasn't a Chechen. He was from a different region of the North Caucasus, and the KGB or the FSB put out the explanation that he was behind the bombings, and he himself, from hiding, passed a message that in fact he was being set up. And in fact, there's every reason to believe what he said was the truth, because the sketch of the person who was, or the original sketch, based on the original description of the building superintendent, was seen by Mikhail Trepashkin, an investigator, who was working on behalf of two women whose mother was killed in the bombing.
Now, and this was a former FSB man himself, is that right?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. But he was dedicated to finding the truth about what happened. And, in fact, he ended up being jailed. But the important thing here is that he recognized the person depicted in the original sketch, the sketch that was removed from circulation, the sketch that was based on the original description given by the building manager of the person who rented the basement where the bomb was placed.
And that was found in this obscure newspaper. That was the only way he was able to track it down.
And the original sketch was of someone that Trepashkin knew from the FSB, a man named Vladimir Romanovich, who had been the KGB or the FSB's contact with criminal Chechen gangs in Moscow.
The perfect man to engineer, in other words, this false flag operation that implicated the Chechens in these attacks. And David, you mentioned that this investigator was imprisoned for his efforts to get at the truth. This sort of is a leitmotif, isn't it, of what was happening to people who were doing these investigations. In fact, getting jail time was the least of it. Talk, if you would, about some of the others, colleagues of yours, friends and colleagues of yours, for that matter, who met a rather different fate for having the temerity of looking into what Putin was up to here.
Well, first of all, though, I do want to mention that Romanovich was one of the first victims. He was hit by when he was hit by a car in Cyprus. So there's no possibility of questioning him. But there were other people who started to investigate. A motion was made in the State Duma, the parliament, to investigate the apartment bombings, and it was voted down. By unanimous vote of the pro-Putin party, in light of the incident in Ryazan, there was a call to see what exactly happened in Ryazan. Well, the Duma showed no interest in finding out what exactly happened in Ryazan. But an independent committee was founded, which included members of the Duma. And those people and others who tried to investigate were killed one by one. The first was Sergei Yushchenkov, who was really the driving force behind this unofficial investigation. I remember talking to him in the State Duma, and he and I were both working on the question of the apartment bombings, and he said that that the truth would soon come out. I was in my apartment in Moscow when I got the news he'd been murdered. He'd been shot down right in front of his apartment building. Not long after that, another friend of mine who was working on the commission, Yuri Shekhachikhin, was poisoned and died an agonizing death. Then two other people who tried to raise this issue were killed. Alexander Litvinenko in London was poisoned with a radioactive isotope. And Anna Politkovskaya was murdered when she got out of an elevator in the hallway of her apartment building.
A lot of coincidental deaths of the most violent kind, I guess one would say, if one were Vladimir Putin or his handlers. But, David, the clear implication from the forensic work that you've done, and again, I cannot tell you how appreciative I am for your courage in pursuing this, writing about it, documenting it, publicizing it in the face of what has happened to so many others who've, as I say, met an untimely and horrible death. This really cries out for a kind of inquiry that has not been able to be done, certainly inside Russia to date. Is there any sign that there will be accountability for Vladimir Putin and the horrific actions that he's engaged in, initially to come to power and, I guess, to hold on to it ever since?
Something has to be done. We're exploring this right now. There are children of the victims who are now U.S. citizens, children and grandchildren of those killed. The new law that makes it possible to sue Saudi Arabia may be applicable in this case as well. Under any circumstances, whether there's a legal remedy or not, there has to be some type of hearing and some type of finding in this case. The evidence can easily be dismissed as a conspiracy theory because people in the U.S. are not accustomed to conspiracies, let alone successful conspiracies. Although it's worth pointing out that the Bolshevik Revolution, which created the Soviet Union, was based on a successful conspiracy. So in other parts of the world, conspiracies do take place and they do work.
My friend and colleague Andy McCarthy has pointed out that in the Southern District of New York, U.S. Attorney's Office, where he served with great distinction for a long time, there is an old adage that every conspiracy begins with a conspiracy theory, and whether it's mafia dons or whether it's Islamists or whether it's others, there is a inexorability to the fact that finding that conspiracy theory has no bearing on whether there is a real problem there. If, in fact, there is a conspiracy behind it, we need to get to the bottom of it, and we're grateful to you for joining us for that purpose here. We're going to have to pause in a moment, but David, when we come back, I want to get into with you not only you know, how all of this horrific will to power, the ruthlessness of it, the violent, you know, conduct that that accompanied it, it helps helps us understand what Vladimir Putin is about now and what we might expect from him in the future unless he is held accountable, unless there is a change of direction in Russia, including a successor to him. We will get into all of that and more with David Satter, the author most recently of The Less You Know, The Better You Sleep, Russia's Road to Terror and Dictatorship Under Yeltsin and Putin. That and more, straight ahead.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.